in May by Doreen Tovey. Chapter 1. Seen him on television? It was stupid to write about those cats, of course. All it did, like getting their names in the Sunday papers, was make them worse than ever. In the old days, when people stopped to talk to us over the cottage gate, the cats usually disappeared immediately, particularly if they thought anyone wanted to talk about them. "Got a mouse to catch?" Sheba would say, marching determinedly up the garden when people pleaded for a closer view of the dear little blue Siamese. "Going for a walk," roared Solomon, beating it rapidly into the woods when somebody remarked what a big man he was and did he bite. "Wasn't coming back ever," he would add, when people committed the unforgivable insult and asked, as they often did, because he was so big and dark and Sheba so small and silvery, whether he was her mother. Often, after the visitors had gone, I would go after him into the woods, and there he'd be, sitting forlornly under a pine tree as only a Siamese can, wondering, he said sadly as I heaved him over my shoulder and carried him back to the cottage, whether to go and live with the foxes or join the Foreign Legion. Fame changed all that. Any time anybody stopped to talk to us now, even if it was only the coal man asking whether he should come through the front gate or the back, within seconds they would materialize from nowhere, Sheba streaking down the path in a cloud of dust, skidding to a breathless halt on the wall to ask coyly whether they had read about her. Solomon swayed.